Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. He was looking. Now look at his steal.
Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And there was a definite higher level of aggression in traffic this morning. Let's just keep the energy going. Steve Rummage in the building chasing the boo.
Well, everybody is prepping for this ACC tournament championship run that starts today.
Yep. It's too early in the morning for that, Steve.
Yep.
It's way too early in the morning for that, Steve.
First, we're going to beat NC State. Then we're going to beat Syracuse. We're going to take down
not
everybody.
One, not two.
Yep.
Not three.
Nope. Not four, not five, not six. Probably zero.
How many did LeBron actually say? How many did he count up to?
He said six, right? Five, not one, not two.
I don't know. Three. Look, I saw
interview. How many did he actually win there?
Two? Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
They went to three and he won two. Yeah, because remember he did that thing. He was like, two rings. That stank, don't it? remember that?
He said seven.
He got up to seven?
Yeah.
That's our thing with Dwayne Wade talking about it. He's like, man, you know how it is. You turn it up with your boys, and, you know, we're just having a good time. He's like, man, they blew that way out of proportion.
Right. Yeah, it's like, dude, we're having – which, I mean, to be fair, you were having a press conference. I don't know. The whole thing was kind of weird.
a pep rally press conference.
Yeah, pep rally.
That was a full high school pep rally.
Yeah, you were kind of just having like a pep rally. So the whole thing was kind of odd. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, I was here for it. But
when he said, I'll be taking my talents to South Beach, it was like, oh, gosh. What?
That was crazy. I mean, like, I was watching it.
You expected him go back to Cleveland?
No, I just didn't expect that. I didn't know if he was going to go back to Cleveland, but I didn't expect him to team up with Wade. Like, because at that time, like, D. Wade, I was like, he's, you know, third best. I thought he was third best player in the league, but I was 10 years old.
You know what's funny about that, too, Steve and Chase?
What's that?
Who was Dwayne Wade sitting down? Oh, was it Shannon Sharp? Yeah, it was Shannon Sharp. He recently did that podcast, right? And they were talking about it, and he was talking about how 2 years prior, they talked about both doing a short-term deal. So basically, they could either run up the number, like basically negotiate off of each other. Like if you get this number and I'm the second best player in the league, I'm gonna get this number, you know, or I'll get this number first, and you're better than me, so you got to get this number. So 2 years ahead of time, they said both of us are gonna take short deals, so in 2 years we can run up the number on these people, right? And I'm like, that really gets glossed over. Like, listen, part of the world says that ruined the game, and the other part, and the other part of the world says that was an excellent negotiating ploy.
Well, I mean, yeah, and like, don't tag them with that. I mean, when Kevin Garnett and and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen and all them decided they were gonna, nobody said anything when they were gonna go to Boston.
Everybody scours over that. It just glosses over.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, like well, we're all gonna go to Boston. What did they do? Oh, you know, just go straight to the finals and win championships. You know, it was like, well, yeah. I mean, because they're the big three. I mean, people forget the big three. Now, and granted, like, you also had guys like Rondo and stuff on that team. So, like, kind of were the first to team up.
LeBron would take that Cleveland team, go get his brains beat in.
Right.
I'll never beat Jordan. It's like, that's not fair.
Oh, no. Like, he almost beat Boston by himself and with the big three.
He got Booby Gibson paid.
Yeah.
He got Anderson Varejao.
I've got to listen to my cousin back then go, I mean, dude, he's got Mo Williams and Ildauskas. Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. You're right. He's got plenty. It's like, I don't know how he's not winning more.
Yeah, and it was like, and like you remember Cleveland brought in, look, 38-year-old Shaq.
Yeah. Yes.
They were the highest grossing team for like – 12 years straight. It's like, yeah, look, we need to be a little more cost efficient, Bron. What?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Kobe was out here winning, God rest his soul, winning championships, had Paul Gasol. I mean, like, you had to go get guys to beat guys. It was like, and then when LeBron and them teamed up in Miami, it was like, oh, they ruined the game.
Yeah, I'm done.
What did they do? Went seven in a row? No, well, no, they lost. I mean, they actually got beat the first time. And okay, so they didn't even win all the championships? Well, no. No, what, they only won two? Like, oh, okay. Well, it don't sound like they ruined the game, then.
They ruined the entire game of basketball, Steve.
Well, speaking of ruining the game of basketball.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay. I wasn't quite where I was going, but yeah.
Okay, well, never mind.
No. Kirk Cousins. Listen, I don't give a crap about anything free agency other than watching all these running backs go off the board. And I'm looking at Jerry Jones like, come on now. Like, what are we waiting on here?
You don't have confidence in your Cowboy running game, Steve?
No, Pollard's gone now.
Wait.
I mean, Rico Dowdle's filming. He's going to Tennessee.
Where's Pollard going?
He's going to Tennessee. Yeah, no, it's only we have to go. I mean, listen, of course, you know, as a Cowboys fan, I'm like, well, any morning I could wake up and hear that Derrick Henry is the Cowboys running back, but – yeah, I'm like, come on, Jerry. Yeah. Joe Mixon, anybody? I mean, listen, Saquon Barkley goes to the Eagles.
You don't want Mixon. All right. You don't want Mixon, do you?
Sure, I take Mixon. Absolutely.
Steve, you're better than that.
I mean, I'm a name guy, though, so like, I just want Derrick Henry. Like, I want Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, Derrick Henry's talking with the Ravens now. I'm like, well, no, I don't need that. I don't need that at all. Sorry, the great bet. Listen, you want to know what's beautiful? I'm distracted. Bill Jones of the Collision Course out here putting stripes in my yard. I'm like, God, that's beautiful, man. I can't wait, Marcus. I can't wait to be back in the tournament.
Around
I knew it. The weather's warming up. Listen, Bill's out here cutting my grass, doing an amazing job. You can smell the fresh cut grass.
That's a good point.
I'm like, God, this is tournament time, man.
Well, who's going to get us in the tournament?
Scott Drew, hopefully.
Oh, God, I see.
Dilly Donovan. Do you know how obnoxious I'd be if we got Billy Donovan? Like, I would spend all summer telling you how we're going to win the championship. And then, like, if we just had a normal so-so year, you know, it was like NIT or a bubble team, I'd be like, oh, it's all good. First year. Keep it going.
But the problem is,
and then I'm going to spend all next offseason telling you how we're going to win the championship.
He's Cowboy fan.
I'll basically be a Kentucky fan. I'll basically be a Kentucky fan if we get Billy Donovan. Just like all offseason.
But you'll say, no, that's you would have been better off saying a Cowboy fan. Because Kentucky fan, it's still in the back of their mind that they don't have a shot.
Huh. Yeah, that's probably true. Because Cowboys every year in the playoffs start, I'm like, this is it. Path lined up perfectly.
Who gets better paths to the Super Bowl, Cowboys or Kentucky? Or the championship?
And every year, isn't it funny? Every year I watch the tournament bracket come out, and I'm like, Kentucky got the easiest draw.
Kentucky,
I'm like, my God.
Yeah. They got St. Peter's. They got Kansas State. They got – oh, no!
Every year, whether it's true or not, I'm just like, oh, my God. They got put in the perfect bracket.
What do they call it? Just, we get the bracket of death every year. And they get the
yeah, it just feels. Every bracketology I've looked at, it's like, oh my God, they basically putting Kentucky in the Final Four, and I'm like, no, they're not, Steve. Like, stop.
But you would always find that one, and you'd be like, please don't get knocked out. Please don't get knocked out.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's it.
That's my assassin team that's got to take out Kentucky.
Yeah.
Before I can enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Yes. That's my team right there. And yeah, look, and that's who it is. And then I just kick back and I enjoy the tournament, man. I celebrate KCD. But it's gonna be nice to I've kind of lived off KCD for the last 7-8 years.
I know.
Like, man, like God, it's gonna be nice to be like,
I don't know, Steve. I think you forget. I think you forget that drive home from Indianapolis.
Man, losing in the tournament does suck, don't it?
Steve, I didn't want to be that guy, but I wanted to take a second to remind you of our last two tournament appearances.
Well, I did say something to somebody this weekend. They were a Kentucky fan, and I kind of was making a ha-ha joke, but I was kind of serious to an extent, too. I was like, you know, part of me is just glad I don't have to deal with the mental exhaustion of the tournament. And I was like, you know, of course I do.
Chase.
But then again,
Steve,
it is nice. There is no pressure. I'm just rooting against your team.
Yeah, let me tell Chase really quick. Chase, I think, Chase, Steve and I experience – and this is like, okay, we're going to take out death, okay? We're going to take out death and, you know, horrible things, right?
Are we?
No. When I ask this question, Steve, I think you would agree with this. Top 10 worst days of your life was the Minnesota game.
Yeah, it was up there pretty high.
I mean, like, okay, even if I don't want to be hyperbolic, 20 terrible. I mean, I literally had 20 terrible. This is just a bad day that sucked. Again, outside of anything catastrophic or anything, it's got to be. And like all the days that I've been on this planet, Chase, we were the first game of the entire NCAA tournament in. Was it Nebraska?
We were in Iowa, right? Wasn't it like Des Moines, Iowa?
Des Moines, Iowa. And you give us little Rick, who has a terrible shooting team, and they just like go 17 to 23 on us?
They're just lights out.
Oh, our whole
They tournament. Have a terrible shooting team, and we have the perfect pack line.
Oh, God.
It's like, oh, this is a match made in heaven. Like, we're going to beat them.
And we were, Chase, we were watching the game with some ESPN Louisville agitators, put it that way. Some coworkers that were very good at agitating us over Chris Mack. And I'm telling you, we lost. and we were where were we at Sports and Social.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? That's probably when I started leaving games at halftime.
Like, man, dude, and we stayed the whole time.
From that point forward, I was like, oh my God, that was the worst.
Yeah, it was rough, man. I don't know. And then the one before that, you're like, you got to lose to Michigan, and it, you know, and it's a bunch, and you got a bunch of Kentucky fans there in the arena too.
And they were in the next game, Steve.
Yeah.
So we had to walk out past the Kentucky crowd coming in.
Yep.
Chase, a dude asked me if I was gonna use my pass. I could have killed somebody. I could have killed somebody. Are you going to use that? Steve, I don't know. Steve, if you would have got pulled over, Steve, what do you think the fine would have been? What do you guesstimate the fine would have been when you were driving home from?
Chase, check this out. They, okay. I left the game, Chase, with like 45 seconds left when it was like the last bucket went up and it was like, okay, we're going to lose, right? Yeah. I walked straight to my car.
From Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis. I walked straight to my car. Get in the car, me and my wife. Get in the car. Take off. And I walked in, Chase, to what was it? Cattleman's in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, as Kentucky and Wichita were coming out for the second half. Oh my God. Yeah, like I was like, I went out of here so fast. Like, I mean, listen, we didn't stop to. Don't get me wrong, it's just Indianapolis, but like, I literally come back across the bridge in like under an hour. Oh, I was like, I was going so fast. And how I got through that stretch of Indiana and didn't get pulled over, and like, I was ready. I was like, you know what? I hope I get pulled over and they take me to jail. It's like, I don't care. I never want to be in this state again. Like, I never, because Indianapolis, it's weird. We've had some of our best moments in Indianapolis as far as like the Elite Eight game. But, like, in order to have that, one of our players had to break his leg in half. And it's like, well, okay, I guess we paid our penance there.
Indianapolis has so much potential every time we go.
I know. But we rarely are able to celebrate. I mean, listen, we go up and play Purdue. Jeff Brohm almost beats us with Lamar Jackson.
That was supposed to be a coronation.
Yeah, I mean, and we almost get beat. I mean, we go up there, we got it. Look, we can beat Arizona like a drum, but you got to lose. You got to blow the next game to Michigan State. It was like, hey, look, you go up there, but you got to get beat by Michigan in front of a bunch of Kentucky fans. Oh, and let's not count the worst loss of my entire life when we lost in the Sweet 16 to Kentucky. I'm like,
okay, God, you sold me. I don't want to be in the tournament.
No, Indy is Indy.
Got me.
No, just not in Indy, man. Like, Indy always has so much potential, like Marcus says. Like, you're like, oh my God, it's going to be so fun. Oh, we're going to go up there. We're going to have a good time. I mean, this year against Indiana wasn't terrible, but I mean, God, we almost blew that game. We're up 21-0. It's like, man, this is awesome. And then the next thing you know, we're holding on a last second. Or a last two drives goal line stand to beat an Indiana team who sucked. It's like, oh my God, dude.
We barely beat Indiana.
Yeah, every time we're in Indy, Chase, it's like, is perfect.
Listen, you're not talking to Chase anymore, Steve. I don't like how that exchange just went down. You're going to have to make Nikki explain himself.
Look. Where'd Chase go?
Look, he's packing up, but Nikki just came in like bullpen, like, yeah. Like, I don't know what that was.
We just kick our producer out?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to come up with a standard of that.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Right. Chase, can you hear? Okay, yep. Yeah. Yep, they're swapping out. You're going to have to ask Nikki about this.
Well, that stinks. just having a good conversation.
If Nikki didn't look good, I'd be killing him. That's a very nice.
Aw, thanks, man.
Got a very nice haircut.
Thanks, man. Got trimmed up. I was doing announcing over the weekend. I had to look good. I was on camera. I was doing ring announcing. Future of Fighting MMA. It was a blast, man. Oh, man. It was so much fun. So much fun. And I'm telling you, hear me out.
Were you here yesterday?
No, I was sick. Like, I barely did Pops' show. I just had a cold. So, but I'm just got the sniffles. We're good.
Why did you just tap Chase out like that?
Well, because he covered for me yesterday, and I didn't need him all today. I just had my routine physical. I had it scheduled at 8:30 this morning, and so.
What's wrong with you and Steve getting matching physicals?
Well, we just like to be touched by other people. No, I'm kidding. No, it's just I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, our cycles matched up or something.
Dick it. I know. I went and got mine yesterday. Good news. All my blood work came back today. Everything is perfect in the green. So believe
Excellent.
It or not,
Excellent.
I am perfectly healthy. And it's funny because I something I didn't do a few years ago, yet I find myself extremely healthy.
Really?
But I got We're doing a this? Lot of friends who
We're doing this.
Are dealing with a lot
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Things happen. I don't know. I can't put my finger on what it is, but yeah, it's wild.
Steve, we just went from misery to that.
Well, I can tell you one thing I don't have, which is COVID. So,
yeah. Wow. You and everybody else.
Where are we going? Okay, what's there's no Cowboys on the deck?
No, man. No, I'm just
Is Russell Wilson, I keep peeking up at the TV, that's why I keep going to football. Russell yeah. Wilson to the Steelers, what is that going to do?
Nothing. Probably cost Mike Tomlin his winning season record.
Yeah, they brought him in at to get him out of there, didn't they?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, absolutely zero.
What is it called? The Reaper, like, yeah, you are the Grim Reaper, Russ.
Wasn't he, like, not terrible statistically last year, though? He just lost the team because he's corny as hell?
He looks crappy to me last year. Aaron Jones to the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. The Vikings putting together a nice little team.
You worried about Philly at all?
Yes, every year, because they get – I mean, luckily, they've got one of the worst coaches in the NFL, because every year they land, like, just a great free agent class and have a great draft. Like
– you remember when Mike Vick and Vince Young was on that team?
Yeah. No, seriously. Like, I mean, they always have, like – but again, luckily, they have the Sirianni guy, and he's just terrible. Terrible. You know what's funny, man? Is how things feel so far away. But do you realize it's March 12th? Do you know it feels like, okay, people, when you're looking at the coaching search and, mm-hmm. okay, we're going to fire the coach and we got to have a search. Do you realize by like April 7th, it's March, right now it's March 14th, mm-hmm. right? March 12th. Do you realize like by April 10th, we're going to be full, you know what, deep
yeah.
in roster talk
yeah.
for the next coach?
Yeah, no.
Like, and that's literally just a couple weeks.
Somebody asked me something like last night, maybe. It asked me something before May. And I'm like, May?
Oh, God. Yeah. We'll have a coach before.
Do you know we will be by May?
I mean, barring it really being Scott Drew and he make a run to the Final Four, you know, which is, by all means, go ahead. But we will have a coach before then.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, like I said, your sports calendar moves a lot faster than you think. Like I said, I know we get dramatic at the July thing, but...
Do you want to know what I dreamt about last night?
I'm listening.
Do you want to know what consumes my brain? I had a dream that I went to Florida. What? Shocking. That I went to Florida. I'm down there on the beach. And Lottie Stockwell walks up, of all people. okay. This is what I dreamed of.
Right.
You're dreaming about Lottie?
Yeah, look, on the beach. I'm like, and that's where the dream ended. It was just awesome. No, it was, no, but seriously, she walks up and she says, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I was like, oh, you're down here vacationing too? And she's like, no. She's like, I come down here to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. So, like, I can tell something's wrong. This is, I swear to you, this is what I dreamt of last night. She was like, listen, I know you're going to do your show in a little bit. And I'm like, and it was weird because it was the afternoon, but apparently we had a night show or something.
It does not have to make sense in a dream, Steve.
Actually, believe it or not, you have started a trend. There's like four different options last night.
No, Steve, there is no other options.
No, only it was awesome. So anyways, I was like, okay, well, what's up? She's like, I need you on your show. She said, but you cannot say anything about me being here. And I'm like, okay. She's like, Josh is acting very irrational with this hire. She's like, and he's going to hire a really bad mid-major coach. And I was like, okay. And she's like, no, listen, swear to you, dude.
No!
I swear to you. And she's like, he needs to hire a big name. She's like, so I need you to get on the radio and tell people like that from an unnamed source that if they want a big name, that they need to write Josh and tell Josh. Like, this dream was so real that, like, I'm almost, like, even in telling this story, like, I was like, wait a minute, you're actually on the radio. Because, like, that's how real the dream was. You know what I mean? Like, because you know how it's like I could go back to that moment in the dream.
Yeah, but you would never compromise your radio integrity.
Yes, I would. So, yeah, but she's like, you need to tell people. They need to email Josh and tell him to hire a big name. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then, like, I woke up, and I'm like, okay, that was weird.
I was going to say, did you question your own self?
That just consumed – that's what's consuming my brain subliminally, I guess. So, like, I have an irrational fear,
and
I guess.
And I, like every other listener in the free world –
you didn't get a name out of that whole dream?
No, not one name. Not one
Damn
name.
Steve, your brain should have forced you to create a name in there.
I know. Not one name. But it was just, I was like, yeah, no, whatever it takes.
Well.
It's insane. No, it's insanity.
Well.
It's consuming my life.
Speaking of insanity and consuming, I got a name. You know, your boy Marcus, he never gives out names. He just gives out types. I got a name. Let's have a little fun. Quick commercial break, 9th and Deville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Midday's with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or Look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Man, listen, there is nothing. You know, sometimes I miss it. But Bill from the Collision Course crew is so good that I couldn't replicate it. But there's nothing. I think some of the greatest things a man can do is when they finish a yard and it looks amazing. And, like, Bill always sends me this picture after he finishes it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I mean, it's what he does. You know, one of the things he does for a living. So, you know, he creates a portfolio. You know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, my God.
You probably got the blue sky behind it and everything.
Oh, my God, dude. And, like, I'm looking out my windows and just the way they're – I mean, dude, the stripes in the yard and just you're like, dude – like, even Xavier. Xavier is 5 years old, and he's looking out there like, Dad, that looks awesome. I'm like, I know. I mean, it's amazing, dude. It's just, God, I just.
Even the young fella can appreciate it.
I know. I just love this time of year, man. Just love that.
Let me get this phone line real quick. James, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
We're feeling good.
Man, we got a game today?
We do got a game today.
Man, I'm excited. I can't wait for it to start. Can't wait for it to end.
Fair enough.
Hey, I was just calling because I was wondering, y'all heard anything new about the coaching search? I know we had a lot of people that was, had a lot of ins and outs of knowing what's going on around the program and stuff, but have y'all heard anything new, or y'all just holding back, or what? Because I know the fan base is really getting kind of set up with what's going on right now, and I know you all, the ones to talk to, know what's going on, so if you would, just let us know on who you all think's coming. I mean, talk a little basketball today. It's March. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the only thing we do know is
we heard a lot, but we'll see.
No, I mean, I really do think the only thing people do know that is that you're gathering right now between everybody that's like, okay, there's one thing that I feel comfortable saying is for sure happening. And that is we're talking to Sky Drew. Like, I mean, I feel like that's the only thing when you put together this person and this person and this person, and it's like, man, that feels like the only thing right now that is concrete is that Louisville's going to make a run at Sky Drew. And then, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Other than that, I mean, it's quiet.
Well, let me be the first to tell you.
Oh, God.
We're looking at the wrong direction.
This is going to be a message board thread.
If Scott Drew is the only direction we're looking in the wrong place. Nick. If we're looking at Donovan, we're looking in the wrong place. We're looking in the wrong place. Nate Oates! We're looking in the wrong place. All these coaches couldn't hold the candle to the one coach that I believe would be the perfect hire for the University of Louisville. That's right, people. Not Scott Drew, but Mark Few.
Jesus Christ.
Mark Few from Gonzaga is the only solution to Louisville's woes.
Yes! That's awesome!
Experience. Offensive system, defensive system, and what he does with the delegation, Steve, even you would have to appreciate.
I hate you so bad for doing this to me.
What Mark Few, listen, I've seen him up close. He personally ruined my life in front of my eyes. He did that as a rookie. He'd take all that Spokane energy and all that fundamental good basketball play and all that that high level recruiting in the Northwest, and you'd combine that with Louisville and its reputation, and it's the perfect time. You know why? Because like these fan bases that cannibalize themselves, they don't appreciate them out there. They got, listen, 93.9 the Zag right now is fighting because there's two people saying, are y'all stupid? There's two people at 93.9 the Zag saying, everybody else is idiots. They're about to run off Mark Few, one of the best coaches of all time. They're literally, Marcus and Steve, Mark Few can't even win us a championship. Okay, get rid of him then. And see, that's like, you know how, what is like on a parallel universe? Gonzaga is the parallel universe that managed to keep their coach. And they're about to run him off, Steve. And we need to welcome him with open arms. Boom, that's it, Steve. Mark.
Yeah, no, listen. Solution.
And Steve, the fact that he hasn't won the big one is the reason he behind the scenes conversation, you need a coach, Steve, that has to desperately close the deal. Not just a good coach in a WCC conference, a coach who to solidify his Hall of Fame status is going to have to win the big one, and he can't do it there. He has to come to an ACC school to close it out. He's the perfect guy.
I mean, listen, in theory, I actually agree with you. Like, I mean, well, not that I would take him over Drew and some of the other guys.
Man.
But yeah, I mean.
You're tearing apart my candidates. Go ahead, Steve. Start tearing apart my idea. Start tearing apart my candidates. You know what? I'm not going to give you any more suggestions.
Well, I don't have to. I'll just give you the film of the 2021 National Championship game, and I'll watch you, Scott. I'll let you watch Scott Drew tear apart your candidate.
Yeah, that was luck.
Yeah, one of the biggest blowouts of all time.
Yeah, it was just. Yeah.
But
what he did with the team, he was out talented.
Listen, but hey, seriously, I really like Mark Few. I don't think he's even considering leaving.
He's been there 26 years.
He really don't make a lot of money. Like, I think he makes like $2-3 million a year.
I mean, he must be damn comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm sure he gets extra. That's just salary, you know.
We can NIL him or something.
Yeah, no, we could definitely pay him. I mean, that dude has just passed up on. I thought for sure Mark Few would be. I thought that's who North Carolina would go get.
When they
came open.
Yep.
I was like, that seems like that makes perfect sense. I mean, but apparently he is just good with where he's at. But I will say this, and it's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, and I really thought about it because, you know, yesterday and kind of last few days, I've been thinking about, like, pure college guys. You know, like pure college guys. Again, the Donovan was the only outlier, but the pure college guy. I know Few's a pure college guy, you know. I know. And what he does with talent, what he does with limited talent. You know, like, I know his execution is going to have you in a good situation every year. It's like it's almost like zero chance of him failing because he's so pure.
I would agree with that. I don't know, man. I think where we're at right now, again, is it's until I hear a definite no from Scott Drew, which we might. But, I mean, just gathering. I mean, when you look at the Eric Crawford tweet and you listen to Drew Diener and you listen to Bob Valvano and you listen to all the ones that have said, I mean, you can gather a couple things. Louisville is definitely targeting Scott Drew, and Louisville is absolutely prepared to make him one of the highest paid coaches in America. That's the two things that I think you can gather.
You can tell by Eric Crawford's certainty. He wrote with some definite
Well, and we, I mean, you know, we talk to some people yourself, and it's like, people are like, no, yeah, no, they're making him an offer, a pretty big offer. So, I mean, I think Louisville's going to make him say no first.
I hope the offer number doesn't come out either.
No, no, unless we get him.
I know, right? Because we would have
I mean, it will come out then.
We would have to overpay for some crap after that if he said
I know.
They said, oh, you got that much money? Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, do you? I heard what you offered, Drew, so, yep, I think we're going to raise
that
number.
what are we looking at here? Yeah, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, I was like, please.
I don't even like the phrase
one of the highest paid coaches, because that means they're setting a baseline at whoever's the fifth highest paid coach.
Oh, sure. But I will say this. I mean, it's going to be an interesting week. I mean, whatever happens today or tomorrow, I mean, you know, if you win today, you play tomorrow, you lose today. I mean, in the next day, couple days, I think we'll hear some definite news on Kenny Payne being let go. And then, of course, you'll have to do the immediate, you know, okay, this was bad, and then it will jump right into – see, the difference is – I think people have saw this coming for so long now that I think it's kind of already jumped. I mean, we've operated in at least in the last 2 weeks as though yeah. – I mean, I think it's been
– I'd probably go, yeah, six.
Oh, I think it's been much longer than that. But, I mean, where you're actually just – people are on the radio and it's just open. Like, okay, we're just openly talking about coaching search now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like it's really – so I think people are – there's a finality there that will come with the Louisville job being open. I think there's a lot of people that will start to talk about it that won't talk about it.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of people that probably won't, just out of respect for, you know, okay, he's still the coach.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're in radio. I mean, so there's really no way to avoid it. But I think you will start to hear from a lot of people that can avoid it. It's like, okay, now, just out of respect, now we can say, okay, this is what I'm hearing, this is what I'm hearing. So right. I think you'll start to get a lot more of that stuff over the next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with that being said, I'm going to cover the pregame, maybe one of the last pregames, or maybe not. Is there any send-offs you have? You got to get out your system?
No, nothing. Just
going in one. Well, shout out to Bill Jones. Enjoy it, y'all.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Are you going to sit on the porch?
I'll probably have to go sit out on the porch today, smell the fresh cut grass, you know, and may have lunch out there. It's a beautiful day, man.
What's for lunch?
I think I have a Smart One meatball dinner in there that I'm going to throw in the microwave. Should be good.
Rolling along, pregame show next, 939 The Ville.